Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting third. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Kouzmanoff. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chris Carter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ven Mazzaro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The second baseman, Orlando Hudson. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Valencia. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jason Repko. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Slowey. And now, play ball. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crisp hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Barton hits a pop-up towards short. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Suzuki hits a fly ball into left field. Repko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Span hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hudson strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Span moves to third. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kouzmanoff takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Repko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valencia hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Repko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pennington hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco Crisp batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Crisp is 0 for 1 in the game. Crisp takes first base on ball 4. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Span is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Span bunts towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Span for the out. Two outs. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudson moves to third. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubel hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hudson scores. Mauer moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a pop-up towards short. Pennington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kust is 0 for 1 in the game. Kust hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cuttier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kust for the out. Two outs. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kousmanoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kousmanoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valencia is 0 for 1 in the game. Valencia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Repko is 0 for 1 in the game. Repko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kousmanoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Valencia moves to second. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcilla for the out. Valencia moves to third. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Span is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Span strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcilla fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carcilla. Ellis moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pennington is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubel for the out. Hudson moves to second. Two outs. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Kuzminoff, and towards Pennington, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crisp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crisp hits a fly ball into left field. Repko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. Barton hits a pop-up towards third. Valencia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. Suzuki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. One out. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valencia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valencia hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Repko is 0-for-2 in the game. Repko strikes out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcilla takes first base on ball 4. Valencia moves to second. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Span hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cust is 0 for 2 in the game. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kouzmanoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kouzmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cuttier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kouzmanoff for the out. Cust moves to second. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis is hit by the pitch. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hudson hits a fly ball towards left. Carter settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carter. Hudson moves to second. Jerry Blevins now pitching. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel strikes out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuttier for the out. Hudson moves to third. Mauer moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valencia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Valencia hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Valencia reaches second base with a double. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Repko is 0 for 3 in the game. Repko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Rauch now pitching. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Pennington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pennington is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennington hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kubel. Pennington reaches second base with a double. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crisp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crisp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kubel. Crisp reaches second base with a double. Pennington scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 3 in the game. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Crane now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crisp moves to third. Barton moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 3 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo fields it and has Barton trapped. There's the throw to Valencia and over to Hudson, who tags Barton for the out. Crisp scores. Suzuki moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Wirtz now pitching. Alexi Carcillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carcillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carcillo bunts towards third. Kousmanoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Carcillo. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Carcillo steals second. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Span bunts in front of the plate. Suzuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Carcillo moves to third. 1 out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hudson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hudson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mauer is walked intentionally. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Capps now pitching. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kousmanoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kousmanoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4. And Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.